The wait's nearly over as the U.S. Supreme Court rules perhaps this week, maybe today, on the constitutionality of the president's health care reform law. Commentator Cal Thomas says the two parties are ready with their responses, no matter the outcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. If part or all of the law known by critics as Obamacare is ruled unconstitutional, look for Democrats to trot out victims who claim they'll die or never get well. Look for pundits to charge the court has engaged in judicial activism and legislating from the bench. When the court legislates, as with Roe versus Wade, or prayer and Bible reading in schools, or any other decision that advances a secular liberal agenda, that's perfectly fine, of course. If the law goes down, Democrats will say Republicans have a burden to come up with an alternative. They have, but as with Medicare reforms, Senate Democrats block the Republican reforms because they prefer the issue to a solution. Google conservative alternatives to Obamacare and read about the conservative ideas. The Supreme Court exists to hold Congress accountable to the Constitution. Democrats have argued the court should not tamper with a law passed by a large majority in Congress. It wasn't a large majority, but if the law is unconstitutional, any majority is irrelevant. Hold on to your legal briefs, Mike and Bruce. It's going to be a wild week.
Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.